And finally today, according to Census Bureau data released last week, Maine's the only state in the nation where the number of uninsured children has increased significantly since 2010. That comes during a time when there are more insurance options available than ever under the Affordable Care Act. Patty White reports on the possible reasons behind the rise and what changes advocates say would increase kids' access to health care.
In 2010, 4% of Maine kids were uninsured. By 2014, that number climbed to more than 6%. That's an increase of 5,000 kids, for a grand total of about 16,000 uninsured, says Garrett Martin. He's executive director of the Maine Center for Economic Policy, which evaluated the census data.
We've gone from being one of the best states in the country and being significantly below the national level of children without insurance to now being having higher levels of kids without insurance.
It's a change that pediatrician Deborah Hagler, medical director of Martins Point Pediatrics in Brunswick, says she's been witnessing as more and more of the practice's patients are self-pay. Many of the children, she says, have complex health issues.
The family's in the situation there's no insurance and physicians are recommending studies or tests that they can't afford. The stress on the parent, it's tremendous.
The increase in uninsured children coincides with the passage of the Affordable Care Act, where families presumably have more options to get health coverage. So why is this happening in Maine?
Nobody knows the exact answer to that question.
Again, Garrett Martin of the Maine Center for Economic Policy.
But I think there is very clear and credible evidence that shows that when parents lose access to health insurance, that it is less likely that their children get health insurance as well.
Both the Kaiser Family Foundation and the Health Policy Institute at Georgetown University have published reports that find when parents are insured, children have better access to care. But in Maine, more than 28,000 parents have lost Maine care coverage since 2012 due to changes in eligibility requirements that eliminated coverage for those who earn between 100% and 200% of the federal poverty level. Claire Berkowitz of the Maine Children's Alliance says kids in those families are actually still eligible for coverage.
But if parents at that income level aren't eligible, there can be confusion, especially during the time when a parent is told that they're not eligible any longer for their insurance, and the communications may not be as clear about, but don't worry about it, your kids are still eligible. It's not a very clear process.
On our helpline, we frequently hear from families who don't have health coverage.
Emily Brostek is executive director of the advocacy group Consumers for Affordable Healthcare.
And either don't know that Maine Care might be an option for their kids or have applied and been told that they're ineligible when they actually are. So there are a lot of issues with families who are trying to get coverage through that system, not getting the care that they actually qualify for.
Brostek says Maine's Department of Health and Human Services needs to do a better job communicating with families to let them know their children may be eligible for Maine Care. A spokesman at DHHS declined to comment for this story. Beyond better communication, Robin Merrill of Maine Equal Justice Partners says the state would substantially increase health coverage by expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act.
There's federal money that's available. We're not taking the funds there to provide insurance and create jobs and bring all the federal money that would bring into our state that we so desperately need.
The federal government covers 100% of the cost to expand Medicaid through 2016, then lowers to 90% of the cost by 2020. Governor Paula Page has vetoed several bills that would have expanded Medicaid because he says Maine can't afford it. At Martins Point Pediatrics in Brunswick, Dr. Deborah Hagler says she sees families that can't afford care and ultimately take their kids to hospital emergency rooms.
Sometimes that's their entry into getting help, but by that point, the problem has either progressed to a point of severity that it didn't need to, or potentially, you know, the problem is so severe that the consequences of the problem may not be manageable in an easy way.
Hagler says her office is now starting to ask a staff social worker who normally helps patients with behavioral issues to also help families find insurance coverage. But navigating what she says is a piecemeal system can be challenging in a typical office visit. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.